Hello, you're listening to The Humans We Are with Carola, episode number 46. Hello, my dear humans. I hope you're having a beautiful day. Whenever you're listening, wherever you're listening, that your day feels easy and you feel safe and loved and optimistic about what lies ahead. If you are a returning listener of the show, welcome back. I am so glad that you're here for another episode of The Humans We Are. And if you are new, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy that you have found us. My hope is that as you listen to this show, you will find a more loving and accepting way of relating to yourself, to your body, your future, your decisions, past and future, and the way that you have been in the world, that you find a kind way to look at yourself. And if you need support with that, I am available, well, of course, for free through this podcast. And if you want more support, I offer that mainly through one-on-one coaching. So if you have a desire to understand yourself better, to stop being your own harshest critic, and you want to start really making decisions in your life from unconditional love and having your own back and not from fear or scarcity, I can totally help. As of now, we are in June 2024, I do have spots open. So if you would like to know a little bit more about what working together would like for you, I invite you to no pressure, no strings attached, free conversation to figure that out together. Just go to carolafuertes.com/consult to book a free 60-minute conversation. And if it makes sense to keep working together, we'll take it from there, okay? Today's topic, I have talked about this before. It's not the first time that I approach this subject, but this time I think it's going to be a little bit different. And I love when people that I follow speak about the same things, but from different angles, because you know, when there's just one angle, there's one way that they say the thing that they have been saying for so long, but it just hits different. It just lands in a powerful way. So that's kind of what's motivating this episode today. First, I have to share this. I discovered a young musician and his name is Ren, maybe? You know him, and I am the one who has been living under a rock because he's not new, but I had never come across his stuff before. So he's new to me, okay? And the first song of his that I heard over this past weekend, and I've been listening it almost on repeat since like Sunday, is called Hi Ren, like hello, hi. And Ren is spelled R-E-N. And I highly recommend you go listen to it on his channel so we can support him. Ideally, if you go to YouTube so that you can watch the video that goes with it, it's so powerful. And I don't want to spoil it for you, but watching that video and listening to that song made it so clear to me and reminded me of how powerful and important it is to be aware of and clearly see all the parts inside of us. There's a type of therapy called internal family systems, or IFS, and I've studied it, but I am not an expert or certified to apply it yet, but you may have heard it, and they work with all these different parts that we all have. But even if you haven't come across that specific type of therapy, There are many approaches to self-exploration that identify different components of the self, from the ego, the superego, and the id that was developed by Sigmund Freud, to the inner child introduced by Jung, and other concepts like the inner critic, the inner wisdom. All these different parts or components of a person, internal components or internal parts or personality, sometimes it feels like each one has their own personality, they have been identified and used in many different practices, cultures, and traditions. In my own personal journey, as well as in my coaching practice, using this notion that all of us are a group of different parts has been immensely, immensely helpful for myself and for my clients. Many of us, and maybe even most people, I don't know, because of course I haven't talked to every person in the world, but we identify ourselves with a certain voice or a certain part inside of us. And often, or at least that's the case with the people that come to work with me, the particular voice that we tend to identify with is not the most helpful, right? It's not the most supportive voice within. And we think that that voice that says that you're not enough, or that you're too much, or that you always do everything wrong, or that you are incompetent, or that you can't do something that you really want to do, or that you can't have what you really want. That voice that says, who do you think you are to want this or that? That mean voice that points out all your flaws, your mistakes, your shortcomings, your fears, to make sure that you don't forget about them. Many of us think that voice is us, that it's the whole of us. And sometimes we say that we are being objective when we speak from their voice, and that all those things are true. Like some people will say, and I used to do this in the past, so I'm not trying to point fingers. I am very much aware that I have been in this situation, and even recently. But I want to give you some examples. So you would say, I love singing, but I'm really bad at it. I do it anyway, but I really suck. I just don't care. Or I am so bad at math, I can't exercise, I am too old for X. Or maybe I am too young for Y or Z. Or I don't have what it takes to fill in the blank, to have a successful business, to change careers, to be great at what I do. And you believe that voice because you've been hearing it for so long. You never learned to challenge it. You've practiced believing and repeating what it says. And by now, it sounds like it's you. It sounds like your voice. What we need to keep in mind is that all parts inside of us want to protect us in their own way. The parts that keep showing up, it's because their way has worked in keeping us alive and safe. They have been successful in that way. There are no bad parts, and no part of you is the enemy. You don't need to get rid of any part to have the life you want, or the relationships that you want, the things you want, the career you want, the family you want. Like, you don't need to eliminate any part of you to be able to get to where you want to be. And this is really important. Even the parts of you that drive behaviors, that you don't like or behaviors that you're trying to change. Those parts are not the enemy. We don't need to change them. We don't need to make them different or better or make them go away. We only need to shift our relationship with them. Let me give you an example in my own life. So I have a part that loves to escape, to numb. She likes to do things like playing games on my phone or watch Reddit videos on YouTube. There was a phase not so long ago when she liked to listen to true crime podcasts. Bottom line, she likes or she loves to, quote unquote, waste our time escaping. Not necessarily escaping our responsibilities, because we are always still showing up for work and for the family and all that stuff. But there are some upgrades, if you will, that I have been wanting to implement in different areas. Some new habits that I want to start practicing more. Some new things that I want to develop for my clients. And she, this part, was having none of it. It took a lot of conscious intention, but I've been just watching her, letting her do her thing, trying not to judge her negatively. And in the back of my mind, I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how to bring her on board, how to gently show her that these projects are good for us and how we will benefit from them, and how these new habits are super helpful, and how can I motivate her to give up her numbing desires so I can actually do the things. Well, I am happy to report, my friends, that I got it all wrong. And I want to share with you why that was the wrong approach. All this time, I've been trying to change her. I have been trying to make her see things differently, to find motivating and attractive things that she couldn't care less about. I've been trying to transmute my frustration with her and be patient with her and expecting her to come around and finally get on board, and trying to be patient and giving her time. But now I feel like I figured it out. What she really needs is not to be in charge of what we do. Isn't it obvious now that I say it out loud? What I really need is to release her from her leadership position, from her duties to call the shots, to decide how we spend our time. When I take a moment to get quiet and connect with her internally, she feels really young, like a younger version of me. She doesn't want to be the adult in the room. That's why she just disconnects. She doesn't want all the responsibility and all my patience and all the time in the world that I could give her to, quote unquote, come around. It was never going to make any difference. I love her. You know, she's a part of me that wants to relax and knows how to disconnect me from perceived external expectations and pressure. She wants nothing to do with that. And that's very helpful for me in certain contexts. So I don't want to get rid of her. She just doesn't want to, and she doesn't need to be in charge of developing my new habits or creating new content and tools for my clients. She is not the person for that job. What she needs and what I need is for me to connect with a different part inside of me, a part that enjoys being productive, that has all the ideas, that feels excited about creating something new. And I know that part of me exists. I just haven't tapped into her lately. We don't need to get rid of the parts that we have traditionally thought of having like negative traits, like lazy parts, or like the part that is always scared to do new things, or the part that doesn't want to put herself out there. We don't need to get rid of those parts. We just need to make sure that we are taking care of them. And at the same time, we need to make sure that you are tapping into the right parts for each job, for each moment. As you practice connecting with these other parts more and more, you will notice more and more of them. The parts that have been ignored for long, they will be excited to be acknowledged for a change. And some will be hesitant to trust you if they have been neglected for long, but it's a process. You need to be patient. And you will be able to notice a part of you that feels like pure love and certainty. And that's what some people call your higher self. I like to call her my inner wisdom. And we all need to connect with her more and more, because that part, she knows exactly what you need, what your strengths are. She sees you for the amazing, capable human that you are. And she is a much more reliable witness of you than the parts that are scared or too young or too immature to be expected to do a type of job that doesn't suit them, really. But this episode is about seeing the good in all your parts. It's about remembering that as a human being, we are all made of shadow and light, and none of it is bad. Dick Schwartz, the man who developed the IFS framework, wrote a book called No Bad Parts. If you're interested in learning more about that modality, I highly, highly recommend starting with that book. And if you want to dip your toes and start differentiating yourself from some parts that may have hijacked the leadership role in your life for a long time, I suggest booking a free consult, going to carolafuertes.com/consult. And if you feel like some part of you has not yet allowed you to change a habit that you really want to change, or constantly justifies putting off something you need to do to bring an area of your life to the next level, or maybe she justifies not changing something that you know you want to change, just come to that session. I'll help you figure out how to create safety so that all your parts collaborate and the change you make is then sustainable because all your parts are on board, okay? If you're not ready yet to jump on that call, but you want to support the show, rating and reviews are always the best bet. And if you have any comments, suggestions, questions, or any topic that you would like me to cover, or feedback of any kind that you want to get to me, you can email me at carola@carolafuertes.com, or you can find me on Instagram where I am at @fuertescarola, and you can DM me there. Okay, I will be back soon. In the meantime, get curious and get to know your parts. That's all for now, my friends. Bye-bye.